Part 3. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some short conversations involving two speakers. Each conversation is spoken only once and is not written in the book, so listen carefully. In your book, you will read three questions about each conversation. Following each question are four answer choices, A, B, C, or D. Mark the letter that corresponds to the best answer on your answer sheet. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, is the plane still scheduled to leave at 2, or has it been delayed again?
Sorry, sir, it's been delayed for another hour. The weather's really bad out there. On my way to the airport, I saw some trees blown down, and there were lots of damaged roofs.
Just my luck. I can't believe that I rushed to get down here for a 12:30 flight. Not only that, the battery in my cell phone is dead. Can I use your phone? I need to call my client in Miami right away.
I'm afraid I can't let you use this one, sir, but there's a public phone next to the coffee shop.
Number 41. What kind of weather are they discussing? Number 42. What time is the plane now scheduled to leave? Number 43. What will the man probably do next? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I was thinking for next week's press conference, we should have Mr. Weisberg answer the reporter's questions.
Absolutely. Even though he's only been here since last month, he's become a real artist at making the company look good.
Well, that's his job. I just hope the audio setup works better than it did a couple of months ago. Those buzzing microphones almost drove me crazy.
Number 44. Who is Mr. Weisberg? Number 45. How long has Mr. Weisberg worked for the firm? Number 46. What problem did they have at the last conference? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
I just looked over the brochure you wrote for the sales team. You know, the one that you wrote for our new line of digital cameras. It's not quite on target.
Well, it's only the first draft, Ms. Clark.
I understand that, but could you make it less technical? It's too complex now. People don't like terms they can't understand.
Okay, I'll get right on that when I'm finished with the newspaper advertisements for our new DVD player.
Number 47. What does Ms. Clark think about the man's brochure? Number 48. Where do they probably work? Number 49. What is the man planning to do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I wonder why the sunflower went out of business. It got a great review in Dining Magazine, and every time I ate there, there was a big crowd.
It's not closed permanently. There was a fire in the kitchen last month, but they plan to reopen as soon as the damage is repaired.
I'm glad to hear that. It was one of the best spots in town. It was so clean, the staff was so friendly, and the food was great.
Number 50. What are they discussing? Number 51. Why is the sunflower not open now? Number 52. What can be inferred about the sunflower? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Tammy, congratulations on your move to China. I know you've wanted to work in one of our overseas offices for a while now. Have you been studying Chinese?
No, I'm so busy that I don't have time to take a course before I go. My number one problem, though, is that the visa is taking too long. I already booked my flight, and now it'll be expensive to change it.
I'm sure that'll all work out. It usually does. In the meantime, you should ask the company to hire a Chinese tutor.
Number 53. What is Tammy's primary reason for going to China? Number 54. What is Tammy's biggest problem? Number 55. What does the man suggest Tammy do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Do you have a specific problem that's bothering you, Mr. Sutcliffe?
Yes, that's why I came in for this checkup. This tooth on the right has been giving me a bit of trouble.
Let's see. Looks like I'll have to do some drilling. Next time you have a problem like this, you shouldn't wait until it gets quite so bad.
I know, you're absolutely right. But I've been too busy lately to fit it into my schedule.
Number 56. Who is the first speaker? Number 57. What is Mr. Sutcliffe's problem? Number 58. What advice does the first speaker give Mr. Sutcliffe? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling from the circulation department of the Daily Gazette. I wonder if you'd be interested in subscribing to our newspaper.
Sorry, I already subscribe to the Morning Times. I don't have time to read two newspapers.
If you'd be willing to switch to the Gazette, I could give you a substantial amount off your subscription today.
Listen, I'm getting a little tired of this. I've been called by your newspaper 3 times this week. I'm still not interested. Please put me on your no-call list.
Number 59. Why is the woman not interested in subscribing to the Daily Gazette? Number 60. What does the man offer the woman? Number 61. How does the woman feel about the call? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Here is my latest piece, Katie. What do you think?
Are you kidding? It's so realistic. It looks almost like a photograph. You should show this in the art exhibit next month.
Thanks. I'm really proud of it. It's such a change from my abstract pieces. I think you were right to tell me to try something like this.
Come on, let's celebrate. The coffee's on me.
Number 62. What are they probably discussing? Number 63. What can be inferred about Katie? Number 64. What does Katie offer to do next? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, honey. Have fun shopping?
Well, you should thank me. I saved us a lot of money. They were having some great sales. They had a good deal on tuna fish. Buy one, get one free. I got a dozen cans for only $10. And they also had toothpaste on sale.
But you actually didn't need to buy any. We have plenty. And where are we going to put all these cans of soup?
I don't know. But they were a real bargain. 30 cents off each can.
Number 65. Why did the woman buy so much? Number 66. How was the tuna fish priced? Number 67. What does the man imply? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
I wonder if there are any tickets left for the 9 o'clock game on Friday night.
Why don't you call the box office and find out? I'd love to catch that game.
The box office doesn't open for another 2 hours, not until 1 p.m. Of course, we could save some money and watch it on your big screen television.
I guess we could, but I'll tell you what I think. I think we should call the box office as soon as it opens.
Number 68. What are the men talking about? Number 69. When is the earliest they can call the box office? Number 70. What does the second man imply? Go on to part 4.